Welcome, everyone, to another edition of KMC Roundtable. This is Manuel Warrior Sanchez. I'm here with our CEO, Ryan Zumalt, and our patient benefits, Maisie McCovey, right? Or is it hyphened yet?
It's actually Wood now.
It's Woods now. We missed the wedding.
I didn't have one. I did it old school. Just went to the courthouse.
That a baby. Yeah. Well, good.
We need to come cheered you on.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. You at least got a wedding gift.
Oh, next time. You're welcome to bring me one.
Now that means now it's open invitation.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Maisie Woods is with us. She is amazing.
Thank you.
I'm good at those wordplay. So
yes, you are.
Today we're going to be talking about a couple things. One, as you guys know, if you don't, Kamal's going to be switching over to an electronic health record system. It's called Epic. We've had a couple shows on that in the past with Valerie Pasna, our chief clinical officer, as well as Ryan Zumalt, talking about the program. And and we'll get into what Epic is, but also what it is we're going to need from you in the community. So I'm going to throw this out there. Epic, what is it? When is it? And what are we looking at?
Oh, Epic. Epic is the largest electronic medical record in the United States. It covers a little over 70% of all the major health systems. Neat part about Epic is once you're on Epic here, let's say at Kamau, wherever there's an Epic building or another like St. Joe's, your chart follows you. So your doctor, you don't have to go re-explain yourself to the next physician, and this is my whole history. They can see it, and it's narrated for them. So Epic really is like a universal chart system. It's great. You instantly are able to see your labs. As soon as they're ran through one of the labs, let's say you're having your blood drawn for, I don't know, cholesterol, white blood cells,
diabetes,
whatever it may be, diabetes.
Yeah.
Soon as they run it in there, it pops up the result, and it'll say a little caveat to it. And if it's really far out or within normal range, the doctor will put a note underneath it, or they'll contact you if it's too far out. So really fluidic.
And so there's a lot of work that a lot of things that we're going to need from the community as well. And that's why we have Maisie here.
Yes.
She sits up. She's one of the people they see up front when you first come into the clinic. And these are things that they're going to recommend from you or request from you as we move forward. And let's kind of go over that because it's broken up in categories, right? We're talking about current patients and also newborn patients and all that too. So
current patients, we actually have, hopefully, we're still, you know, kind of some patients, we miss some things, but we typically have a lot of their stuff already on file, like their birth certificate, their social security ID. The only thing that we're really kind of pushing right now is to please bring a current insurance card.
That's
really, really important.
Yeah.
But also too, like touching on registration, when we go into Epic, there's actually, you know, it's kind of hard because you actually really do need these documents for us to go forward in it. Mm-hmm. Epic is kind of funny in that way where you will literally not be able to move on.
If I don't have it.
So like if I'm like needing to put your insurance in, if I don't have that, I cannot check you in for your appointment. It's just like kind of like a yield stop. It needs these informations.
So that's why it's important for us having this talk and let people know via this. Probably have our PR team actually send that out too, what is necessary and needed.
Yeah. And I don't know if anyone caught it, but Kamau did put out something on Facebook, just kind of like a friendly reminder of like, we do need, please bring such and such for your next appointment. And the reason that we keep bugging you at the front desk is so you do not have to have a hard time when Epic goes live and we move on through there.
Yeah, because what's going to happen, I'm going to go in, I don't have my insurance card with me.
Yes.
I get denied my appointment and I'm going to go straight on social media.
Yeah.
And say that Kamau denied me my service today. And then we're going to have to defend Kamau when we've been letting everyone know out there that we need these things from you.
And we, you know, at the front desk, we briefly kind of touch on that. People will be like, well, why do I have to bring it in? And we're just like, well, we're moving to a new system. It's really important to have. And even right now with BPRM, a lot of tribal insurances, they get new ones sent out. And sometimes that we have to have that current card on file. And some in partnership too, like a lot of things, they send out insurance cards way later. I remember, for instance, I had my son, I didn't get his partnership card or Medi-Cal card at least like maybe until he was 7 months old. So like we still have to, you know, get those insurance cards from
Maisie. Now with that gap, so let's say you're bringing your son in for that well baby check, mm-hmm. Right after we're per partnership, we like to get them in what, within first two weeks yes. of coming home. How would they, if they don't have their insurance card during that time, how do they fall under the
typically
system?
So typically with a lot of our adult patients, we typically have all of their stuff on their insurance tab. And what me and my coworkers do, if we don't have the physical card on file, we typically just go on partnership and verify it that way, like, oh yes, they're eligible. And the thing with newborns is, if people don't know, if you have a newborn baby and you have partnership, your baby is actually covered under you. I believe, I want to say for about a month or two that they are covered under partnership mm-hmm. with you. But then after that, that is when they get their own
card
and plan and all that.
That's good for them. Because it's important, right? Because yeah. one of the things we're talking about is, we're making this more convenient for you as a patient. You mm-hmm. know, now you have more yeah. accessibility to your own medical records.
Yes.
And let's say on referrals, right? Like, this is also going to help with referrals, because if I need to get a referral out for my hearing mm-hmm. and I do a checkup with my doctor and they put that into my chart on Epic, yeah. it automatically yeah. gets referred out, right?
And that's the wonderful thing. I actually was kind of going over some of my referral coordination training things, and it was really, really awesome. I think people are going to like that, because I do get those calls sometimes. People are like, I'm calling in, I'm trying to track down my referral, I want to see where it's at. The great thing about that in Epic is on your My Chart, you'll be able to see where your referral is, if it's been sent. And honestly, it's almost like simultaneous, like when you get it, it just goes straight to there, and you will be able to see that. And I think it's going to be really wonderful for our PRC team PRC. Who do our referrals. It's going to be lickety split for them, which yeah. I think
really it will wind up separating PRC to what it truly is. It's that quasi insurance. So they'll just be dealing with the policy aspect mm. and no longer dealing with all the paper and faxing over to yeah. a referral. Epic, anywhere you are in the country, you have your preferred providers. They put it, the physician puts it in while you're in the room, and it's gone instantly. It's already over to them.
And so it's already sitting at the referred provider correct. Is at. Mm-hmm. So I get my hearing checked, and then it's already sent to my audiologist.
Yep. It bypasses PRC entirely.
And so I guess this is a question maybe PRC will answer. Maybe you can, well, as Maisie, or you, Ryan. So do I still have to call to make an appointment, or now that it's sent to that physician?
So what's great is when you are doing it, so the whole thing in Epic is when you're making a referral, it actually gives you the option as you're doing it to schedule up an appointment at the same time.
Oh, God.
So it kills several birds with one stone, really, which is really, really great. It does that a lot.
What I think about it is, because I bring this up, and I always use my own family as an example in these things when we talk on these shows.
Yes.
But like my mother, she had a referral for something, and she's like, I lost the number. Because we get a letter now. Yeah. Currently, we get a letter, and it's showing you that you're approved for, you're referred out. Here's the location it's referred to. Here's the number you call, and all these things. Mm-hmm. And so, if you lose the letter, or someone uses it to start a fire, yeah. you're in the middle of the country. People do that, right? Yes. You use your mail yeah. to start your fire. I'm not saying you should, but it happens.
Yes.
But this now is done that way.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. It's all done right there. Even when you're checking out of a regular appointment, uh-huh. you're making a follow-up appointment right then and there, and it's such a time saver. It okay. truly is amazing.
And for our physicians, it will speed up their documentation. How mm-hmm. we've had in the past, looking into Kamau, that delay of the physician closing their note. Yeah. Literally, the system helps aggregate their note there. They're not having to jump into multiple areas to write the note. Close it literally while you're sitting in the room with them.
And that benefits us, especially you yeah. on the executive
benefits
side.
A member.
Yeah, yeah. Member, everything. Member, every, all of yeah. us, the clinic and the patient, everything is done. Because I remember when I went to a doctor that was utilizing Epic outside of Kamau. I met with them. She did my appointment, dictation, tape mm-hmm. recorder, recorded it in. And then she said my name, you know, 46-year-old mm-hmm. male. Won't say the weight, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, and then she said, and then she described the procedure, what she did, what side of my, you know, my yeah. body was on, where it was at, what she actually did, went right in her notes, and it went right in. And she goes, okay, I'm done. And I was like, did you, and I asked her, because, like, I work at Kamau, so did you just do your charting? She goes, yeah. I'm done. Yeah, I did your charting. You're all good. Now, and I'll see you in your next follow-up appointment. And I was like, wow. Yeah. That was super quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she got my charting done, which then makes everything, you know, easier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, now my charting is done. Now it's now in Epic, right? And now goes to my chart that I'm now my physician in Hoopa, whomever it may be at the time. It was Dr. Hong, but she would have got my, she would have got whatever her procedure was, and she would have known immediately, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and I'm telling you, those type of things are exciting. So
yeah.
You have talking points here.
I do.
So let's talk about your points.
Okay. So I kind of briefly want to touch on registration. Yeah, kind of for Epic as well, but mostly for what our current one is, because we have been having people come in and wanting to be registered.
Mm-hmm.
So for newborns, we do know that no newborn baby has a social security card or a birth certificate. So those are exceptions. But what we do need is a parent's photo ID, a proof of residency, and a current insurance card, which would be obviously the parents. And if this baby is tribal affiliated, mm-hmm. So if mom or dad is an enrolled member, we could take their tribal ID. That makes the newborn registration is kind of a little bit easier than an adult registration. Whereas for an adult, we do require a little bit more. We would need photo ID, insurance, social security card, birth certificate, and tribal verification, along with proof of residency. And I do want to touch on tribal verification really fast. It's super important for a lot of reasons. For our PRC, it's so you can get services from us. It's just so if you ever, you know, you need gas vouchers to go out to town and go see the doctor or anything like that, it just helps us to be able to, you're able to get the services mm-hmm. From Kamau.
And then, Maisie, what would count as a proof of residency?
So that would be like a piece of mail of any kind. Like you could, typically a lot on tribal IDs, I know for the Hoopa tribe, they do put your address on there. Yeah. It could be a PO box. It could be the actual physical street number or whatever, mm-hmm. but that typically has it on there. And then, yeah, just like a piece of mail.
Yeah,
doesn't have to be a bill or a utility. It can be,
no.
I can be getting a car insurance ad that comes over with my name on it and has my address.
Anything okay. would work.
Okay. You
know, well, that's we're not the DMV.
Right. Yeah. Just making sure.
Yeah, the DMV will get you.
Yeah, no, I did go in there a few weeks ago and they were like, we need your PG&E bill. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, well, I don't pay that. I hitch off my mom's thing. Because I know people that did that. Like, he came to me when I was working for another tribe. I was like, I need your bill. He's like, but what happens if I don't have my bill?
Oh.
And because he was siphoning power off his neighbor. I was like, well, that's illegal. And I'm going to have to call the cops. He's like, oh, I'm just kidding. So as we move forward now with these things, so let's go over that again. A social security card.
And
birth certificate.
And proof of residency.
Proof of residency and proof of native affiliation.
Yes.
Now, what if I am not an enrolled member?
So really, this is kind of something that we run into with a lot of our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to use my stepson, for instance. He is not an enrolled tribal member, mm-hmm. but his father is part of the Kurok tribe. And because of that, he has linked descendancy.
But wouldn't you also, because you're his stepmother, wouldn't that count as well? Because it's in the household?
Sure, it's kind of like a gray area with that. I'm not too 100% sure. I don't want to speak.
You're now married, so I think, you know.
I mean, yes.
That's the benefits of marriage.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. But
is that you're now eligible?
Yeah, but a lot of kids. Even my, I have a nephew who was born not too recently, and he's just now getting in the process of getting on the roll. But he's about almost 8 months old. But the way that we verified his descendancy and tribal verification was through his mom and dad.
Okay.
So even if mom is an enrolled member, dad's not, vice versa, we can link descendancy through that. We
okay.
would just need the tribal ID, or sometimes they have the, correct me if I'm wrong, it's the certificate of Indian blood that the tribe gives out, I believe. It's like kind of like a verif thing, like saying you're in.
Oh, that shows that percentage.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I don't think it's a percentage. It just has mom and dad, and it says enrolled member.
Yeah.
But it's like.
I don't know what that is. I never dealt with it.
Oh.
But sounds right.
Yeah.
And it sounds good, right? Let's ride with that. So, like, we're looking at the benefits of Epic and what is necessary, you know, that our patients need, which is important. So
yeah.
For those of you out there, and you, if you have questions about what Maisie and Ryan were talking about, please call.
Yeah.
You know, Ryan, as you can tell, Maisie is very informed mm-hmm. and she's open to talk to you. So give her a call. And that's what's so great about, I think, about the staff we have at Come Out. We are willing to engage and talk with the patients when they have their questions,
yeah.
When they do it.
I don't think any question is a bad question when it's, you know, talking about your overall experience as a patient or your health or anything. So no bad question is a bad one, okay. You know.
Amazing. Now, with us going live on the 13th of July, mm-hmm. if I'm a member and I bring in all the criteria that you just said now, yeah. can I bring that in now and drop it off and go, here you go, so I'm not worried about forgetting after that's here? Are we able to take scans or anything?
Yeah. So typically what I'm not too sure about how we're going to migrate all the people's information into the new system. I don't know if that's something like medical records or vice versa, what that is going to do. But yes, you're more than welcome to come in. We scan it into your file. We can take that right now if that's what you would like to do. Yeah.
Interesting, because one of the things that what I see is that, you know, people tend to forget that they have these things, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have that. I lost my card. I don't know what might happen to my birth certificate. So, like, yeah. and they were like, you should have it already. I brought it to you, you know, 6 months ago when you guys, blah, 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 you made me do it.
And I think that's kind of something that I think, you know, I would like to also kind of put out there is, you know, a little shout out to my supervisor, Yvette Lewis. She has done an amazing job at turning around the patient benefits department. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there might have been some things about 6-8 months ago that were, you know, not completed or not taken care of. You know, we can't speak for how it was a year or so ago.
But now this is how it is.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have a great workflow between all of us, and we know what's expected and what's, you know what I mean? So we know that it's important to make sure our patients have their health insurance card on file. We know it's important to make sure that you have your birth certificate and your social security on file. So when you bring those in today, and, you know, I did get that comment of, well, I brought it in about, you know, some months ago. I always say, I'm sorry, you know, I wasn't the one who did that. I would love to take it for you now and make sure that it gets squared away right now.
Yeah, and that it's taken care of.
That it's taken care of.
And you never have to bring it in again.
Yes.
And that's also the benefit of Epic. Once it's in, it's in.
It's in. Yep, yeah. Nothing's going to happen to it.
Yeah. The other nice part, and correct me, with Epic, is you can send messages through it. So if it's the day before their appointment and we know they don't have their card or missing some pieces, we can type in a message and it'll pop up to them.
Yeah.
Just like a text.
Just a little brief reminder of, like,
and hey, if you have your MyChart connected to your phone...
Yes.
Don't they have an app for that?
They do.
That's wonderful.
MyChart app.
Yeah, that's a MyChart app. And then you can sign in to it. And there's a code for, like, your code or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you can build it. And then you can get notifications to your phone. Ding!
Wonderful.
You know, notification, you know, please bring your Social Security card for John Doe. Or whatever.
Yeah, I can tell you, I had Epic in one of my last stops when I was in the big city for there. Shoot, for booking doctor's appointments. I can just jump on there and pick what worked well for me and schedule that right in. Your telemed appointments, it'll shoot up and start shooting you messages. Hey, an hour before, 30 minutes, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really do think anything new is a little bit scary. It's intimidating. It's always a hassle to get anything off the ground to keep it going. But I do truly believe, just being in the position that I've been with, actually next month is my year at Canal Medical Center. But from my experience, I do see, and I can say right now, that Epic is going to change the overall experience for the patients here in the community. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to be so happy that we have this access to this wonderful system.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a big turnaround in a really, really positive way.
Well, in that large turnaround is, we're talking about the elements you need there. How I said Epic is so spread out, it actually entices a lot more of the high-end specialists to perform in, because now they don't have to jump into different systems and try to learn that. They can reach right into our system to our members and connect with them.
Yeah.
And that talks about long-term care, continuity of care.
Mm-hmm.
So, question. What concerns or issues that you've seen from people, like from the beginning, we talked about that, right? These are, I don't have these cards. I don't have that or that. But this is why it's important. Mm-hmm. This is why we need to have it. We're not hassling you.
Yeah.
We're trying to help you. Mm-hmm. Because it might be an issue now, but in 6 months, 6 years, when we're still using Epic.
I have one on there. So we have 3 weeks roughly before we go live. If I don't have my card, let's say I'm an elder, I'm not real familiar with insurances and the rest of that. If I come to you guys, do we have a specialist in-house that'll help us navigate?
So really, what we do, and we're so open to it, is we have a lot of numbers, especially with like partnership, Medi-Cal, certain things like that. We have the number to contact them to, you know, get their card. And, you know, I personally am more than happy. I know my coworkers and my supervisor are more than willing. If you're an elder, and if you're just, I mean, I'm going to be 26, and there's some things that I don't even know. But we are more than welcome to sit with you, dial up that number, and we can see if we can get your card. Because sometimes it really isn't the patient's fault that they haven't got it. Sometimes living in a high country place like this, mail gets mixed up, things happen.
Or you have multiple
family. Or you have multiple family members using the same PO box.
Yeah.
Shout out to my mom.
Yeah. Well, you're not the only one. There are 10 people on my PO box.
Oh, wow.
You know, in three different households.
Yeah, I just stopped using my mom's PO box. The weirdest thing ever. Yeah. But
you got a new PO box. You have no idea. You totally forget it, right? Your mom's down.
Well, sometimes, like, when I go to the pharmacy, I'm like, oh, I almost say it. And then I'm like, oh, wait, no, it's this.
I have a new one now.
Yeah, I have a new one.
Yeah. So, but that's also the thing, too, right? And that's why it's important, especially with this new system. You know, snail mail, that a lot of the elders prefer that. But a lot of the younger generation are going to really appreciate the technology when it comes from this.
For sure.
And one of the things that Ryan brought up in our pre-call was regarding reminders, you know, with appointments. Is now those are going to be animated.
Automated.
Well, animated, but this goes into with an elder, we talk a lot about many of them may not have a phone or work into that level with the computer and the digital aspect. Is they can give, when they come into the clinic, we can open up or build their MyChart with them.
Yeah.
And if they want to give their son, daughter, whoever access, they can do it right there and then off their phone, and the reminders will go to both of them.
I can call grandma and go,
hey, remember your appointments today, and, you know, just a little bump.
And then, so it will go to Ryan and to Maisie. You both get it, and it will say Maisie has an appointment at 2 o'clock on June 31st.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there 31 days in June?
It was I think in July.
July.
I was telling a bad joke, you know, dad jokes, right? Yeah, he goes, he caught it. At least you laugh, son. I appreciate it. So what we have here, again, is a big change in things. And you know how hoopas are with change. We don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a benefit to this one, and I'm glad that you bring it up. So we also think regarding physician care, you wanted to bring that up, right?
Physician care. So as we're moving forward into Epic and really starting to settle into the more of the modern digital platform of healthcare, it's starting to pull physicians in. We have Dr. Rob and Julia Hamilton. They're coming on board. Rob is a men's and women's health specialist, wellness health specialist. Really, he focuses in on the hormone therapy.
Testosterone and areas estrogen where, and all that stuff?
Yeah, areas where there's deficiencies, things like that, to That's help amazing. For stabilizing. Really goes into looking at that thyroid, the mix in there. Yeah. I mean,
there's a lot of thyroid issues in recall, by the way. I've seen that. There's a lot of people I know that have thyroid problems.
And it's amazing when the hormones are out, how fast and how much weight you gain on it.
Knew it.
Yeah.
So that's to blame.
It had to be. Knew it.
So Rob, great guy, super personable. His wife is Julia Hamilton. She runs, she's reaching in to help mostly by telemedicine, but with our new wound nurse, Kelsey Ammon, that's on with us, to care for our members in the valley with these large chronic wounds. I mean, some of them are pretty difficult.
Yeah.
Especially when you have diabetic wounds. wounds, yep. right? They're harder to heal. They can get to sepsis a lot easier. So it's important to be able to have these things, appointments, be able to meet with them. So as we move forward with Epic and the expansion of the clinic, which is coming up. So just so you guys are aware, Epic goes live at Comal on July 14th. That's when we do the switch over to the system. But that means on July 13th, here's a note. Comal will be closed.
No, well, we will stay open for emergency services.
Thank you.
If you have something that's very urgent that you need to be come in right away, we just won't be booking appointments.
No appointments that day. So we'll be no appointment Comal that day. You know, so but and the reason why is it allows us to be able to do a live. You know, live dress rehearsal where we're, I'm going to have to be a patient. I'm going to have, you know, a broken finger or whatever.
We're all playing rehearsal that day.
Yeah.
Yep. That and are flipping that switch on all the electronic stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's important. So, so one thing we'll tell you. So again, July 13th, we're going to be emergencies only. But we are going to be doing a live run-through of Epic, and we go active on the 14th. So that is a big deal for us. It's a huge deal. And so like me, like in my team, we do the recruiting for a lot of the providers.
Yeah.
And I meet with a lot of locums and a lot of providers. And when I talked with them, one of the first questions I ask, do you have any experience in Epic? And the ones that do be like, oh, my God. That is great. I love Epic. I've been doing it for the last, you know, blah, blah, blah years.
Yeah.
And this is why it's benefit. And you guys, I'm glad you guys switched into it because it's going to allow this. One of the main things we push for is Epic, right? Experience.
Yes.
And a lot of them are like, you're going to love it. And that's what I hear. You're going to love it. And that's what they tell me.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to love it.
Yeah.
You know, and as and that's just that's not even for the patient side. That's just for as staff, workers, and just us. You know, it makes it easier to do our billing, makes it easier to do our coding, makes it easier to do our referrals, makes it easier to be able to get our people seen, right? And scheduling.
Yeah.
Then there's more reminders that are sent out, you know,
robocalls. It's just all around, it's going to be so much better experience for all the patients and community members and just... It's just going to be a lot better experience, I think, for anybody walking into Comal.
Yeah. And which is what we want, right?
Yes.
We want to make sure that our patients have a positive and good experience when they come to Comal. Just like any business or any type of facility, you want to put your best foot forward because you want people to come back.
Yeah.
Right? I want them to be able to utilize us because, one, they're getting quality care. Two, they're seeing friendly faces like yours and the rest of your team that are up front.
Thank you.
You know, and that's why it's nice having people like you and your your coworkers up front. You guys are all very friendly, all very helpful, and you're knowledgeable of what needs to be done. And, again, that's what we're looking for, right?
Yeah. I think that's the big thing.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
Yep.
As we're getting ready to kind of close down here, is there any last minute things or that you guys would like to mention about Epic or anything else that's going on?
I just have one little brief thing. It's for patients who are not recently activated into our system. They've been there and haven't been there before. Just a brief thing before we stop. If you're wanting to be reactivated, you haven't been to Comal in a couple of years, it's just kind of same thing. We just need you to fill a couple of paperworks, insurance, and photo ID, and that is it, just to get you reactivated, just to put that out there.
So let's say I moved to the East Coast for a couple of years.
Yeah, and then you came back home and you haven't been here since 2015. We don't need the whole shebang. We just need your insurance, photo ID, and we just need you to fill out our lovely forms.
And will that be digital?
Yeah, coming
into
Epic.
It will be. Once it's in Epic, it's just a form you just put approved.
Will we have like a screen up front or an iPad?
That's what we're working on.
We'll have a keypad. I believe we might have iPads. But right now, what I see up front is that there's a little keypad right there.
And that'd be great.
Yeah.
And that start things up. Well, on that note, Ryan, do you have anything you want to close us out on?
No, we're striving for that excellence in healthcare and moving this forward.
And remember, you matter. For this is for Comal Medical Center, Ryan Zumal and Maisie Maisie would be awesome. She would be awesome at this. Manuel Sanchez, thank you for listening. We'll talk to you soon.